this is Pastor Dale Schwartz, and I welcome you to the Voice of Tomorrow. I'd like to have you get a Bible and a piece of paper and a pencil, and we'd like to have you follow along in your Bible to understand the Scriptures as God has preserved them to this modern day for us. Our program is brought to you by Kingdom Ministries. Kingdom Ministries has been created to simply and practically share the message of God's coming kingdom. And I want you to become a student of God's Word, to know what it is that you believe, to get to know your Bible better, to be able to read the pages of the Scriptures and to study the Scriptures and to be able to understand what it is that you believe, and to be able to give a reason for the hope that you have. I want you to be able to see the Scriptures and that they become alive to you. And as we study the Scriptures together, I want you to write the passages down so you can go back and re-examine the passages that we study from day to day and week to week. We're looking at the book of Genesis, and today we're going to look at Genesis chapter 4 as Adam and Eve fell from God's graces in the Garden of Eden because of their disobedience, having eaten the forbidden fruit, a fruit from a tree that God had said, don't eat of it, otherwise you would die. They ended up taking a bite of that forbidden fruit because they were tempted. They were tempted by Satan. Adam and Eve had free will, and ultimately they succumbed to the temptation, and by their disobedience they have brought death upon all mankind. In chapter 4 of Genesis, it begins in saying that Adam, the man, had relations with his wife Eve, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain, and she said, I have gotten a man-child with the help of the Lord. And again she gave birth to his brother, Abel, and Abel was a keeper of flocks, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. King James says that Adam knew his wife when she gave birth. This is a very intimate knowing. It's not a mental thing. It's not a case of knowing information, but it is a close, intimate word used in Hebrew to mean a close relationship, to be able to give birth, and that God has, from the beginning of time, made possible. When God created Adam and Eve, he created Adam, and then from the rib of Adam, he made Eve. And he made it possible from that time on, after telling them to be fruitful and multiply, God put in place the ability for man to procreate, to be able to have children. And this was God's way of populating the earth. God told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply. The animals were told the same thing. And this was all before Adam and Eve disobeyed God. So this was part of God's plan, that childbirth would be part of the ultimate plan. And Adam and Eve, here in chapter 4, Adam and Eve gave birth to a son. First one was Cain, and the second one was Abel. But because sin was now in the world, they probably, two brothers, like brothers do today, sisters do today, brothers and sisters do today, they didn't get along. And verse 3 says, what came about that in the course of time that Cain brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground. Abel on his part also brought for the firstlings of the flock and of their fat portions, and the Lord had regard for Abel's offering, but for Cain and for his offering he had no regard. And Cain became angry, and his countenance fell. He began to be jealous because God accepted Abel's offering, But God did not accept Cain's. Now, there's not a lot of information as to why God didn't like Cain's offering. There's some speculation that it was the what was brought. Abel brought from the flax, and Cain brought from the fruit of the ground. I'm inclined to believe that this was not the reason, because Cain's work was tilling the soil, taking care and bringing forth fruits and vegetables, and Cain brought to the Lord a portion of what he did, brought a portion, since he's a tiller of the soil, since he was a gardener, he brought of what he had. Abel, on the other hand, was a shepherd, and his part, he brought forth from the flax and the fat portions. But there's a note, as you look at the cross references in your Bible, those are those small verses either in the center of your Bible, in the margin, or around the side. It's like a dot to dot. And there's a cross reference back to the book of Hebrews in chapter 11, where Abel is mentioned in Hebrews 11, which is called the faith chapter. In Hebrews 11 and verse 4, the scripture says, "By faith Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained a testimony that was righteous, God testifying about his gifts, and through faith, though he was dead, still speaks." The testimony that is accredited to Abel in chapter 11 and verse 4 is that Abel brought an offering to God by faith. And speculating what was the problem with Cain and Abel, besides the jealousy, Abel brought an offering in faith. And it's not known exactly why God did not accept Cain's offering, but perhaps he didn't come in faith, but duty-bound, doing it because he felt he had to. It says that the Lord had regard for Abel's offering, but for Cain's offering he had no regard. And Cain became angry because of this. In verse 6 of chapter 4, the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry, and why is your countenance fallen? If you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door, and it is desiring for you, but you must master it." Quite possible the attitude of what he brought may have been the breaking point of why God accepted the offering. When the children of Israel under King Saul were bringing their sacrifices, the Lord said in the book of Isaiah, your sacrifices and your new moons and your festivals, they're rancid. I don't like them. They're a stink in my nostrils. And the scripture uses the word stench. And God wants people to do things because they love him, not because they feel, I better do it or else. When we go to church, when we work on a committee, when we do things day by day, and it becomes just a routine, rather than out of a sincere desire to know more about God, it becomes a ritual, it becomes a habit. And as a feeling of being duty-bound, well, we better do this or else, our attitude toward our worship, toward our sacrifice that we bring to the Lord, is wrong. We come to the Lord God, and we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And Paul the Apostle said in the book of Ephesians that we are saved by grace through faith, and not of ourselves. We can't work. We can't earn it. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. Why would we then, once we come into Christ, we get up in the morning and think, well, I'm going to do this for God and this for God and this for God. I'm going to do, and do all these things. We're going into a legalistic mode of trying to work for God after we've become a child of God, when God wants us simply to love Him. And the things that we do are out of a heart of gratitude, not a way of trying to get to have God love us more. And the attitude seems to be the picture here in Genesis, that Abel brought his offering to God, and Cain brought his offering from the fruit of the ground, and it wasn't the type of offering that was brought. But Hebrews bears out that Abel came in faith. It doesn't say anything about Cain coming in faith. And because of perhaps the attitude, God did not regard or have high praise for Cain. Cain became angry and says, his countenance fell. And I want you to look at your attitude as you worship God. Is it out of the fact that, well, we've always done it this way and we've got to keep doing it? Or do you worship because you really love the Lord? It's important that you have a close relationship with God. And a relationship and our continued relationship with the Lord is by faith. And this is where we need to look at Adam and Cain and Abel's sacrifice. As we come to the Lord, we come in faith like Abel did. And if we come in faith, God is going to accept that rather than doing it out of works, which God will not accept, because we cannot work for our salvation. We're going to continue here and move on to another story next week. I'd like to have you continue to study the scriptures and become a true student of the Word of God.